You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com. It is February 21st. It's WWE Elimination Chamber night, and we're here to talk about the show. Lots of stuff happened on this show. We are joined by Robert DeFelice. You can check him out on the Wednesday Night War podcast and on Fightful.com. Robert, how are you?
I'm great, Sean. We're back to the future, baby. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fantastic. We are also joined by Malcolm. We'll definitely let you know where, all the places that you can find him. His YouTube channel is fantastic. Malcolm, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys? This show was just too crazy. The ending,
it was
top tier. Loved it.
It was crazy. We're going to get into that. Guys, please leave a thumbs up. Please subscribe. Tap that bell for notifications. Had a lot of stuff up over the past week. Did an interview with Maki Ito. And on YouTube, we had it read by Kayla of Church of Joshi. But today I dropped an interview with Dakota Kai. Make sure you guys check that out. She told me that the only reason that she agreed to get stuffed in the locker is because Rhea Ripley claimed that she has stuffed herself in the locker and fit. I don't believe her. Check out the interview. Yes, what a rib. But we've got WWE Elimination Chamber to talk about. And unfortunately, in the hours that preceded this show, we got word that Keith Lee was being pulled from this event. We're not going to speculate on why, but he was not at the venue. However, what they did was they added a qualifying match. John Morrison defeated Mustafa Ali, Elias, and Ricochet to get the U.S. title shot. Robert, I like that they added a qualifier and made something matter on the pre-show.
Yes, that is very important. I saw a lot of people thinking, well, maybe this will be Ali. But check Fightful Select. They had the tip that it was Morrison, and that is the way it went. And there you go.
Malcolm, this match was full of high spots. It was fast-paced. It was a lot of fun to me. It was four people that should probably be highlighted a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to complain about that. I mean, I thought this was a good thing to add to the kickoff show.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was. I mean, like highlighting those two guys for a title that you think they would already have multiple times by now. It was perfect for them to do for that show. So, I mean, it's unfortunate that Keith wasn't there, but also they got a pretty good replacement in there.
Yeah, I like this. I thought that that adding this where it just didn't exist and putting four talents that deserve that spotlight and deserve that opportunity. Because, I mean, okay, a U.S. title shot, Riddle was already getting one by losing a bunch of matches. So, like, you know, I wasn't going to be hurt if one of these guys got it as well. As far as Morrison, Malcolm, would you have went that route? Do you think that by the end of the night, all things said and done, with Riddle winning that title, that was the right person to add in? I had reported on Fightful Select that people had told me having a third person was integral in this story. Obviously, we know why now.
Yeah. As far as like putting Morrison in there, I mean, I guess it was. I mean, I'd rather have seen Ali just for the idea of just having, you know, a younger guy just compete for the title. I mean, I'm never going to complain about seeing a younger dude getting an opportunity. But, I mean, Morrison is just like, he's a really solid performer. You know for a fact he can go with anyone in the ring. So just like that comfortability of knowing that Morrison's in the match is like, all right, I can guarantee that he's going to have great chemistry with, like, Bobby or Riddle.
I think he's better now in his 40s than he was before he left WWE last time. Because before he left WWE, he was doing a lot of spots that didn't necessarily make sense or anything like that. Now I don't see as much of that. I mean, there's still the acrobatics, Robert, but I think that Morrison's stuff, I think his stuff now makes more sense than it did right before he came back to WWE too.
There is a level of maturity that comes from getting the seasoning of going to different promotions and not just, hey, I won Tough Enough and I'm just in this system for a decade. That being said, Morrison is proof that Tough Enough does work sometimes. This was very good. Obviously, Morrison can take the heat. He can take the pinfall. Riddle being U.S. champion, if you were going to do this, I'm glad that they moved the title off of Lashley. Riddle's got a little bit of heat as we head into a live fan in attendance WrestleMania, so that will be interesting to see how that all plays out, but we'll get there.
Reminder, guys, you can donate a Super Chat, get your question or statement read on the air, limit it to one question or statement per Super Chat, but we've got Eloquent and a couple other people saying, why can't WWE figure out how to use Asuka, the champ? Well, they were going to have her in a title match. Obviously, that couldn't happen because of reasons. And Benny Boy 004 said, what happened to the Asuka match? They said it was happening on the kickoff show. Lacey got pregnant. I mean, that's what happened. And they should not have been advertising it on social media through this weekend. I mean, even within the context of their show, Malcolm, it's like, we know Lacey's not wrestling.
Yeah, I don't know why they kept advertising it. They really should have put someone else in there. Like, they're supposed to be bring up Rhea. So that would be a perfect opportunity to just bring her up. But they just should have replaced her. Like, maybe do the same thing that they did on the kickoff of like having a qualifying match for Asuka. Just let her defend her championship. I don't ever see her defend her title anymore.
They had Charlie Caruso say words on their kickoff show when they know we're not running a title match. We will be running a championship match and we will let you know who she will be defending against.
Yep.
Very strange.
So we're going to go right into talking about the United States title match. I thought it was a lot of fun. They continued to protect Bobby Lashley, and it's very clear what for. But we'll get to that later on. This match was a lot of fun. Bobby Lashley was dominant. I love that it started out with the typical two heels. Like, it seemed like they wanted to double team Riddle, and Lashley's like, no. I don't want anything to do with Morrison. So then Riddle was like, listen, if you don't want Morrison's help, I'll take the help because Lashley's a big, bad son of a bitch. And Daniel R. says, dear WWE, booked Lashley like this all the time. Well, they pretty well have been. He has not been eating pins outside of one fluke one by Riddle a few weeks ago. But this had some really great spots. Morrison trying to hit Riddle and hitting Lashley with a dive. But I liked Riddle. He didn't look like scummy by using the crutch. I thought he looked smart by employing the lack of rules in front of him. He busts Lashley's ass with a crutch, ends up pinning John Morrison. I liked this, Malcolm, because I knew what it meant for Bobby Lashley. I was like, okay, this makes Lashley even more interesting. It makes Riddle more interesting. And John Morrison eating the pin, why not? How did you feel about it?
I mean, at first I was kind of upset, not gonna lie. I'm a big Bobby Lashley guy. So to see him lose his title, I'm like, oh man, the Hurt Business. They're dropping belts, bro. That this ain't the move, fam. But now seeing where he is, I'm like, oh, fair enough. Good for you dropping that championship. So I'm okay with it now. At first it's just like, I don't want to see Lashley lose. So
They made him look real strong throughout all this, though. Like, I thought it was When somebody had told me backstage, well, there's a reason that there's a third person, I was like, oh, very clearly, so Lashley doesn't take the pin. Robert, is that what you had read into that as well?
Yeah, as soon as Riddle won the title, the way he won the title, I said, okay, it's looking like Lashley could be open for Drew, but there was a Sheamus hurdle, which it now seems like maybe they're totally skipping over. Who knows? I will say, the Bro Derek is one of the least impactful moves, I think, in WWE right now. He needs a better finish, does Riddle, even if it's just the floating bro.
Yeah, I think the twister, the bro mission, was a good one. But I think there's an awful lot of stuff that he could do besides that. Also, it's one of those moves. Is he going to be able to – could he do it to Bobby Lashley? I don't know. He does go to the floating bro sometimes with that as well. Benny Boy says, is Riker gone? He wasn't with Elias. He was working on Main Event as of a couple weeks ago, so I'll find out. You never know if somebody's gone right now because of the state of the world. So, yeah. Keon says, SRS, where's your finder's fee? Riddle was awesome. I wouldn't have known who he was if it wasn't for you. Well, buddy, I wouldn't have known who he was if not for him being a UFC fighter. So I think they've got the rights on that one over me. Needless to say, I didn't exactly pick him out of the rough to do a show with. He was a very good UFC fighter. We've got people saying, well, the network executives and Vince are all backstage with the same line of thinking. That's some good shit, pal.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will make a lot. I'm by the end of the night, I'm reserving judgment because I think it's going to make a whole lot of sense. I think it's going to go really, really well. Somebody asked where the Figamaniacs Facebook page is. It's still there. Maybe you got blocked. I don't know. I don't run that thing. Anakin said, better Morrison eating the pin than Keith. I agree with that too, Robert. I mean, Keith, unfortunately, has had some stops and starts and all that stuff, but I think this worked out well for pretty much everybody involved.
The caveat here is, I think if Keith is cleared, then Keith pins Riddle. I don't think Keith would have taken the pin.
And Nerd Guru says, so you're telling me they could have just put together a four-way to replace Keith, but had since Monday to find something for Asuka and then nothing. I don't have an excuse for that. I don't think it's good. I think it's bad that they didn't have it. I think that Asuka should have came out and said, I'm ready for anybody. And literally anybody could have came out. Even if it was a 6-second squash, Robert, I would have been fine with that.
Yeah. Does this mean that she still hasn't defended her title on pay-per-view since Zelina Vega, who is still no longer with the company and hasn't been for quite a few months now?
It's been a long ass time, my friend. Malcolm, you mentioned that earlier. It feels like she never defends that title.
That title feels like it's already vacated because I forgot who holds it. Like, it's just a belt that happens to be on Asuka's shoulder. It looks like an accessory piece, not necessarily a title to defend.
Well, we will go right into the women's tag team title match, and we'll circle back to the chamber matches. Before this, you have Reginald coming out, and he's like, oh, we'll celebrate after this, yada, yada. I thought Bianca and Sasha worked really well together. A highlight was Bianca knocking the living shit out of Shayna Baszler with a kick. That was really good. Shayna's gear looked awesome. Mm-hmm. I thought all this looked good. I'm not a fan of Sasha Banks getting pinned at all. I didn't want them to be tag champs either, unless it led to something fruitful in a story, but... Malcolm, I'll say one thing. Pinning the women's champion is not a way that I would build up a WrestleMania main event match. And I think that Bianca and Sasha should and will main event a night of WrestleMania.
Oh, they should main event night one. Easy. Yes. Without doubt, that should be the main event night one. I would have loved if it was like a disqualification, even though I know that's kind of lame to have.
Yeah.
But like, even have a disqualification and Sasha's like a tweener in a way, just to like put some heat on her. Because like, why pin... the champ, you're like, how many months from WrestleMania?
I think we all would have preferred this situation to not even to have happened. They booked themselves into a corner.
Yes, exactly. It was like
Cyclops said. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry to cut
you off. No. That was really it.
But yeah, they booked themselves into this corner. Malcolm, what was your immediate reaction when you heard this on Friday or whenever you had it announced? Were you like, how are they going to get out of this?
My first initial reaction was like, is this for the titles? Because if it's not, then like, oh, you can just pin Nia or Shayna. It doesn't matter. Then I was like, oh, it's for the championships. Okay, here we go. Someone's going to eat a pin that should not. And it was Sasha. So,
well, but there's clear ways around this. First of all, if you didn't announce that there was an NXT team getting the match on March 3rd, you could have had Sasha and Bianca win. Second of all, there's a team on Raw. Lana and Naomi, who've earned a tag team title match, who could have easily taken a pin here, and they just weren't involved because we don't follow through with stories until we need to because we're backed into a corner.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate thing. I thought that Sasha, Bianca, and Shayna flew all over the place. I thought Nia was actually a good base tonight, and sometimes that can be a little bit spotty with Nia. Sometimes, like to be honest with you, I would sit there like, Nia's in there with the WrestleMania main event. I hope everything goes okay. I was a little concerned. And there are some nights when she's really, really on. And she, I thought she was on tonight. But that finish with Reginald, like with the distraction, I don't like them making champions look like, oh, well, I can get distracted by anything. Somebody, like, they would hate to be in the Attitude Era where they shot, like, laser pointers at everybody. Because every wrestler would be like a cat. They'd be like, what? Oh, okay. And then they get rolled up and pinned. Robert, how do you think they move on from here with Sasha and Bianca?
I don't like this Reginald thing. I think we're overcomplicating a story that is very cut and dry. Look, sometimes they oversimplify it. You know, last year we had a match with Braun and Goldberg. Last year we had a match where Roman Reigns simply said, "Hi, Goldberg, I'm going to fight you." And they made it official with zero build. And yet here we have what is going to be the first ever African-American championship match in WrestleMania history. And we're going to go, now let's add Reginald. Let's add all these other puzzle pieces because we can't just go, who is the better woman? Who is the better athlete? I think that's where we need to go. And there's still time to correct the course.
Guys, please remember, leave a thumbs up on this video. I would greatly appreciate it. Graham B says, Reggie distraction reeks of Ellsworth Money in the Bank. I mean, I don't know if it was that bad. I mean, come on. Like, Ellsworth had more than overstayed his welcome by that point. Like, there's some upside in Reginald. By that point, like, there was no more upside in James Ellsworth. Go ahead, Malcolm.
No, that's insulting. Reggie's amazing. How dare you? What? No, we're not going to compare Ellsworth to Reggie. Y'all see how athletic Reggie is?
Yes.
Athletic was Ellsworth. He was a super kick and without a chin.
I was ready to cancel Reginald after he refused to ring the doorbell on Friday, though. He wouldn't ring Bailey's doorbell.
He should have.
You don't mess with that. Raphael says, Reginald's involvement makes me scared that Carmella is going to be added back to Banks versus Belair. Whew. That's one of those things where, here's the thing. I'm sure the match would be good. Carmella is absolutely fine. She can wrestle a good match. But Bianca and Belair, that is a WrestleMania main event right now. We all agree with that one?
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Dante says, women's tag was great, but the booking was meh. Twitter was hype about all the black excellence on display in that match, and I was too. I mean, that's going to be a thing. That's going to be a big moment. Like, they are going to headline a WrestleMania. Don't mess it up, WWE.
You can't mess this up. But somehow they might.
Yeah,
they really might.
And Nerd Guru says, you'd think after they learned from ruining Becky and Ronda, they truly did not need Charlotte in that match. They truly didn't.
They did not.
Nope.
Oh, man. We've got a few more super chat. Eloquent again saying they booked themselves into a corner. And then Bezo Banks says, not only do you have your champ take a tag fall, but Drew can't main event without losing the title. He's only had two and lost both his champ. We'll circle back to that. But Anakin JMT says, I felt they telegraphed a cash-in when the SmackDown Chamber opened. Only reason to not book Roman last is for a cash-in. I don't agree with that, Robert, because I think we all knew that Roman was going to come in and crush somebody.
Yeah, and they told that story excellently. If we want to talk about odd foreshadowing, I will say forcing The Miz into the video package felt like, okay, they're foreshadowing something.
Yeah.
But the SmackDown scenario was booked to perfection.
Well, Roman Reigns crushed Daniel Bryan, and you can crush your breakfast with Magic Spoon. Look, Robert getting out of the ad shot. I see. He's a veteran now. Look at him. I respect it. Oh, my God. 0 grams of sugar, 13, 14 grams of protein, only 4 net gram carbs in each serving, only 140 calories a serving. That's cereal when you eat magicspoon.com/Fightful. And you can get that new limited edition cookies and cream maple waffle. Oh, am I so excited about the maple waffle flavor. MagicSpoon.com, Fightful. Or you can get a custom bundle of cereal to try it today. Use our promo code Fightful at checkout to save $5 off your order. And this offer is now good anywhere in the U.S. or Canada. So come on now. Canadians, that maple waffle flavor right down your alley. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. Like I said, those two new amazing flavors in March, limited time only, cookies and cream and maple waffle. If that isn't the most comforting, indulging combination, then I don't know what is. You can also build your own box. You've got fruity, frosted peanut butter and cinnamon. You also got cocoa. You can even mix them up. I like to take cocoa and peanut butter and kind of do a little mix-ski there. MagicSpoon.com/Fightful. Save $5 off your order. If you want to switch it up, you know, you want something besides protein shakes or powders, which I'm all for. I love my protein shakes and powders. But this is a good way to switch it up as well. And it's a good way to vary it up when you're looking to eat healthy. MagicSpoon.com/Fightful. Well, this elimination chamber slapped all kinds of butt. This match ruled. SmackDown Elimination Chamber. Malcolm, going into this, who did you think was going to win?
I wanted Cesaro, but I figured it was going to be like Jey Uso, and it was almost Jey Uso, so I was almost happy. Then it was Bryan. I'm like, oh, okay. Still like
well,
that.
Cesaro had a hell of a showing. Considering that you thought that Cesaro would win, how did you feel about his performance in there?
Oh, I mean, like, that was, like, star-making quality, which I feel like he has so many star-making quality matches. Like, it's like, well, this adds to the list of great Cesaro moments. Like, just another one to throw in the pile of, wow, he should be world champ.
I thought that having Bryan and Cesaro come out, even though they've worked together a bunch in the past, and, hey, we saw that with Orton and Hardy later on, Robert, I thought this was good. I thought Corbin came in and did really, really great. When Corbin works at this high pace, Robert, this is when people see, oh, okay, that's what they see in Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin's role was very well done in this match. He did not stay too long. He didn't eliminate anybody. There wasn't any like, oh, that Baron Corbin, damn. Like, look, at one point for the majority of this match, it was Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Cesaro, and Daniel Bryan. You could say whatever you want about WWE, but I looked and I went, good God. 10 years ago, even like 5-6 years ago, if you told me this is your WWE Championship opportunity match, that's pretty cool.
So I thought the match was just fantastic. Owens gets in. Zayn's trying to get him to help him. He's like, nah, I'm not doing that. Owens always jumps off something crazy. You know what's going to happen. But one of the things I like is when he lands on somebody, you're not like, they're going to be out for 3 or 4 months now. Like, that's not something that happens. There are some people that maybe aren't as kind when they land, so to speak. But Owens eliminated Zayn, and Uso beat the crap out of Owens and slammed him in the door and pinned him. So I would suspect we're getting that match again on SmackDown, which I'm fine with. Whatever.
Yeah.
But then we kind of led to the finish, and it was Cesaro doing his swing into a cage and this – awesome half crab swing, but then he got put out by Jey Uso. Malcolm, you considering you thought that Cesaro was going to win this, or you were looking at that, did that one surprise you there?
Yeah, a bit of a tear rolling down my eye. I was a little wasn't expecting it, but I'm also not really upset by it either. It was just such a good match. This is kind of hard to get disappointed by anything.
Yeah, that was so good. Benny Boy 004 says WrestleMania match Cesaro versus Sammy versus Bryan. I think that sounds like a lot of fun, Robert. Yes. And you know what? I wouldn't mind old Kevin Owens in there as well.
So the best moment of the match was seeing Jey Uso take care of Owens, because that meant we're finally moving on from Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns. That is not a slight on Owens. It's just time to move on. I think it's going to be Kevin and Sammy, and there may be a little hair versus hair on the line. I think Kevin's going to say, you got to clean up. I don't know what's going on with you, but enough is enough. And I think that's a good way to go for WrestleMania.
I mean, they've got to team together at WrestleMania. I'm sure they want to face each other at WrestleMania. Would that be something that you're interested in, Malcolm?
Yes. I mean, WrestleMania 32, they came out and just started smacking each other for like 5 minutes. I was there. My first at WrestleMania, I'm like, wow, I like this, brother. I'm like, yes, I want to see that. Of course.
Oh, man. So Kevin says, I honestly thought Jey Uso was going to win and continue the storyline with Roman, but Edge and Roman is going to be pretty good too. Yes. Yeah. we're about to get to that one. Uso tried to win with the Uso splash. The thing I loved about this is you saw main event Jey Uso in this match. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the guy who has not won a match since like October or November. It was main event Jey Uso. He was jumping off of stuff. You could say that the Owens stuff wasn't clean, but I mean, it's all within the context of the rules, so I don't care. I watched Riddle hit somebody over the back with a crutch earlier, so who gives a shit? Right. But I thought this was great. Fantastic stuff. Fantastic stuff. And Daniel Bryan ends up winning, and I think we all knew what was going to happen next. Roman Reigns comes out. We got a brief hope spot with Daniel Bryan, but Roman Reigns put him away. How'd you feel, Malcolm?
Disappointed. I just didn't want to see Daniel Bryan versus Roman at this moment. Like, there's such a story for Roman and Bryan that just could be played on, and they just gave it to me too quickly, and I just didn't want to see it. But also, it was just dope. I mean, I just can't complain about anything. It was just too good not to, like, you know, talk bad about.
They've built Roman so well, Robert. Like, this is a Roman thing to do. He feels entitled to being able to have this home field advantage, so to speak.
The good thing is there is a Daniel Bryan Roman Reigns match at Fastlane on the table, and the only time they ever fought was at Fastlane in 2015, and that was one of the best matches I've ever seen. There's a story you can tell with Roman Reigns saying, look, I'm going to re-end his career, and then I'm coming for yours, Edge. So that's a good story there. I think it'll be Bryan and Rollins at Mania. You can get to that story through the Roman match and through Bryan maybe failing again. We'll see.
Benny Boy 004 says, after Cesaro going out to the frog splash from Jey Uso, does that mean no Cesaro versus Roman at Fastlane? Guessing Bryan now instead. Yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah.
I thought they were setting up for Nakamura like forever ago because he got screwed out of the gauntlet match. I could see a situation where a lot of people who got screwed out of opportunities against Roman get an opportunity at Fastlane. But I don't know, because of Edge coming out right after this and hitting Roman Reigns with a spear. It seemed like a foregone conclusion, Robert. Edge has been on SmackDown. They did not make it a secret. I hope they do a better job building this, because Edge coming out and saying, I'm in your head, I'm playing mental games with you. I'm like, that's not the Edge that I remember. But yeah. How do you feel about it?
There is a better story to be told here. I really thought it was going to be Edge and Drew, and Edge saying, I was around the first time you screwed up, and now, you know, I'm going to have the home field advantage because I've main evented in front of people you haven't. This is a different one where it's more, I'm going to try to take down the dominant champion. There is a Christian story here. I don't know if that's like Christian runs opposition to Uso. You know, there's a lot of ways you can go with this. It's just getting started. So hopefully by the end of the Road to WrestleMania, I'm ready for the match.
Reminder, guys, you can get your super chats in, get your question or statement read on the air. Bad Bunny is a future WWE Hall of Famer. I'm going ahead and saying it right now. The man has put in more work than most celebrities this side of Maria Menounos over the last like 10 years. He wasn't just like, oh, let me show up on Royal Rumble. He's like, let me show up on Raw every week, and let me show up on the pay-per-view, and let me go to SNL with the 24/7 title. This is what I want to see out of a celebrity, Malcolm, somebody who very clearly wants to be there, likes it, wants to learn, he's not treating it like it's a joke. He's treating it like it's fun. This is what I like to see. How has Bad Bunny been for you?
I still want my Bad Bunny versus Snoop Dogg match. I think the clash of the animal celebrities would be amazing. the way Snoop jumps off the top rope, perfect. Amazing. Not as good as Bunny, though. But as far as like Bunny being WWE, there's no comparison. Like, he's probably the best celebrity there's ever been when it comes to being a wrestler, because like, he just cares, like you just said already. Like, he just wants to be there. Everyone else you can tell wants a payday. He wants to be there.
This is a fact. Bad Bunny is the most relevant celebrity they have used since Cyndi Lauper in 85.
Maybe Tyson.
Maybe. But even
maybe
Tyson.
Yeah.
Even Tyson was, you know, more so fresh off of coming out of jail than he was at the peak of his career.
Okay, maybe not the peak of his in-ring career, right. But man, he was selling pay-per-views hand over fist. Now, I'm not trying to like diminish Bad Bunny's relevance at all. I mean, man is unreal relevant. I'm just saying, like, I could see an argument for Tyson. Like, you might very well be right, for all I know. You might be right, but I mean, we're talking like Tyson 6 months off of him biting a man's ear off.
That is fair.
And Rodman and Malone, fresh, unless you said WWE, but we're talking like they were just mixing it up in the NBA finals too. So,
right.
Yeah. But a lot of people are saying Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather was on the rise. He was not the pay-per-view juggernaut that he became a couple years later.
And even still, if we're looking at Tyson, that's 23 years ago. Like, it's been a while, and they have a celebrity right now who is very over, very hot, very everything you want in WrestleMania. And now he's in a place where he can potentially be feuding with the main champion in the company. That's an exciting prospect. I first saw him, I think, several years ago. It was the Latin Grammys. He had a replica Universal title, and he had Ric Flair introduce him. This guy is a fan through and through, and WWE has struck gold.
People are saying Trump, Tyson Fury. Well, Trump can eat a bag of shit, but yes, he was he had a huge show. Tyson Fury, sort of. Like, he's big, but yeah, definitely not more so than a lot of other. I don't think more than Bad Bunny. Definitely don't think more than Bad Bunny. Jeremy Piven. Summerfest. Lawrence Taylor. No, not even Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor was not that culturally relevant at that point. He had just retired. So, yeah. I mean, but Damian Priest is there. And Bad Bunny slaps The Miz. I like that right now Bad Bunny can feel secure in having this title, because it's like, who wants to mess with Damian Priest? Like, nobody wants to mess with him right now. And Ray Callahan said, is Priest in the title picture now? If so, cool. No, he's not, but I think he should be after WrestleMania, because they got big plans for him. Dante says, Robert, Bob Barker is evergreen.
He is evergreen, and I still think the greatest celebrity guest host in Raw history. Don't make me put you over my knee is the greatest thing ever said to Chris Jericho.
JL said, Muscle Man Malcolm, Snoop and Bad Bunny also have a Corona commercial together. I'm with it. I didn't even know that
was a thing. That's dope. Yeah, I'm going to go watch that now. But best celebrity ever in wrestling, Pee Wee Herman.
They brought him in like 20 years post-fame. Amazing.
Yes. Who they actually need is Bill Nye, the Science Guy. That's going to be a good Raw.
Why not? You know what? They need him backstage, like, talking biology with Matt Riddle.
Yes. Yes, please. I need that now. I need that.
Oh, my God. Have any grow lights? Like, one of those. Oh, man. Jerwin Garcia says, so, Mania, Drew, Lashley, Sheamus, U.S. title, Riddle, Lee, AJ Styles, Ricochet, ladder match, book it, Vince. No. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Lashley ain't touching that Lashley or yeah, Sheamus is not going to touch a Lashley Drew title match. Doesn't make any sense to me. What about you guys?
Nope. He might get a US title shot. He might win the Andre. At this point, I mean,
yeah, they'll be back.
Yeah, Sheamus got, I'll admit, he got jobbed because it seemed like he was at least headed towards a title match. But now, right now, he seems like he's in the back of the line conversation.
Yeah.
Daniel says, where do Cesaro and Kevin Owens go from here? I liked the idea of Sammy, Owens, Cesaro, and Brian all together. I really like that idea. I mean, I don't know what Big E's doing at WrestleMania, but I could think of far worse things than them saying, like, let's do a ladder match with those guys plus Apollo and Big E. I mean, I want Big E to get some roses during this WrestleMania. He has been just one of the best things about WWE. But as far as Owens and Cesaro, Robert, where are you thinking they go?
I still think there's a chance we get a good one-on-one match with Owens and Zayn. But if not, a multi-man ladder where you get Cesaro in there, you get Big E, Nakamura. That's a good IC title match.
And he also said, pay-per-view shorter than Raw, not including the pre-show, good or bad? Oh, I think it's great for me.
Oh, my God. Great.
Malcolm had to rush across campus. It was so quick.
I sprinted so hard. Man, I'm happy. I got a test in the morning and everything. This is amazing.
I'm going to be watching Investigation Discovery Murder Mysteries by 11 p.m. tonight. I'm stoked. I'm excited. I love it. Not that I don't like hanging out with all you wonderful people in our chat, but I like not doing it at 1 in the morning, ideally. That's my preference.
And that's to also say Raw needs to be shorter.
Yes.
Yes. Raw needs to be shorter. Big time. Marcus Ryan says, I think they should move the Chamber pay-per-view after Mania. You don't have to enter the Rumble. Just wait a few weeks and you get a title shot anyway. That was my big problem. Edge went through 29 people to get a title shot. And then they were like, hey, here's 5 people, 4 of which haven't even won. We're giving them all title shots. And like, man, it was very, it doesn't make sense to me. To me, I would have Rumble, Mania, Money in the Bank, Elimination Chamber, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, all evenly like distributed throughout the year. Every couple of months, you get one in there. Oh, Benny Boy said you suggested an IC ladder match and didn't mention Christian. Yeah, screw all that stuff that I just said. I want Christian and Big E at WrestleMania. That's all I want. That's all I need in life. Guys, remember, send a super chat. Get your question or statement read on the air. Maybe some of you have questions about how to get yoked like Muscle Man Malcolm. And you know what? Well, I didn't have the right. I accidentally had the wiener pill overlay. So you know what? Ooh. You know what? I'm going to fix that right now. Just because, I mean, you can gain a little something with Blue Chew. But you know what? You can gain that solid muscle with our friends at Gainful. Look at that. Look at that. It's beautiful. I'll tell you what I love so much about Gainful.com/Fightful, guys. You're not stuck with a giant tub of protein with a flavor that you might not like after you try it once. It comes with pouches of unflavored protein and you get single serving flavor boost, rich chocolate, cookies and cream, Madagascar vanilla, chocolate peanut butter, which is my favorite, cafe mocha, which is growing on me, and strawberry cream. You get free unlimited one-on-one access to your own registered dietitian. There is no other protein that comes with this. It's designed by a team of sports nutrition experts who work with pro teams and athletes. These formulas are optimized for performance, and they're optimized for you. That you take a quiz and you get matched up with the type of protein that you want and the flavors that you want, so you're not stuck with the same thing all the time. I love the taste. It is my favorite tasting protein ever. Gainful.com/Fightful. You'll receive monthly shipments straight to your door, and you can pause it anytime you want. You can change the frequency of deliveries or update your formula or flavors. If you're just getting into fitness, this is a great way to kickstart that, because you've got something that you won't be just stuck with, and you'll have help with that registered dietitian. Gainful.com/Fightful. Again, the ability to just switch your flavors anytime you want. That is so fantastic. I loved Gainful. Admittedly, I checked them out because I saw them and I was like, I'll try this protein that sounds an awful lot like Fightful. I loved it. Hit them up and they said, let's do some business. So hopefully you guys will do some business with them as well. Gainful.com/Fightful. Ah. The Dallas Fan 1982 says, no Fiend, Miz title reign, lame pay-per-view. I am so far beyond the Fiend right now. I don't like the gimmick. I don't like the goofy shit. I don't like any of it anymore. Malcolm, you seem to disagree.
Yes. Yes. What are you talking about, sir?
I don't like it at all.
He's like a big beetle or something that's alive and dead all at once.
He's like a big piece of charcoal right now. He got burned alive a few months ago, and we haven't seen him since.
Yeah, it happens when you die, you disappear. No, the Fiend's amazing, sir.
The man absorbed through the ring. This is what they said on television. Absorbed through the ring. There was no Alex Bliss. I know a lot of people thought, hey, we will, you know, this will be the pay-per-view where he comes back. They're clearly setting up for a Firefly Funhouse gimmick at Mania. I think that's where you get your John Cena cameo. He does not have to be in the building for that.
Yeah, so that's a good point.
That'll be interesting. Look, I don't like where The Fiend has headed, but Bray Wyatt seems to be this evergreen character. At some point, they got to get it right, and I'm just hoping that it's before the end of the year.
I mean, Firefly Funhouse, there is so much source material for The Fiend in that. And for what they'll do with Randy Orton, oh my God, there's so much to play off of over Randy Orton's 19-year WWE career. So I'm all on board for that. And we'll see if I'm all on board for The Miz becoming WWE champion. But, wow. Drew McIntyre defeated AJ Styles, Sheamus, Randy Orton, Kofi Kingston, Jeff Hardy. So we got three world title matches here tonight. I thought it was weird that they ran the video before when they were like showing Drew saying people who deserve this title shot will get a title shot. And I'm like, Big Show? He deserved one? Seth Rollins lost to WrestleMania? He deserved one? Dolph Ziggler just showed up and was like, hey, I know you. And he got two. Randy Orton got like five title shots. Goldberg's like, hey, I'm old. And you're not old. Give me my title shot. And Drew was like, all right, cool. Let's do it. And then like three or four people got title shots here. I thought that was a little weird. But one thing I specifically loved about this is Kofi Kingston forever has Randy Orton's number. All the time. Malcolm, you seem to enjoy this.
Yes, wait. There we go. Kofi should have won.
I know you picked Kofi. I watched your prediction video.
Yes, I'm mad that Kofi isn't my world champion. My Lord and Savior, Kofi Kingston, should be the WWE champion. But life happens.
So. You know what? That's all right, because even though there was Edge, and there was The Miz, and there was even Bad Bunny, Kofi stole the night when Randy Orton walks into the ring, and Kofi looks at him and goes, I see you. Your quads are looking thick.
Oh, yes.
Kofi ran away with the night.
Love Kofi.
Kofi was so good here. And we have super chats from Brandon Charles Powell said, Kofi commenting on Orton's quads were hilarious. Yeah. I heard that and I was like, you could tell Orton was trying to be serious. You could tell that Kofi was trying to pop Orton. And to me, if you can pop Orton, that's pretty good. If you can get Orton to break character, you're doing all right. Benny Boy says, was Orton going out early a botch? Seemed like they panicked and changed the plan on the fly. Omos is awesome, though. There's no way they didn't plan for Omos to rip that out. I mean, when he's ripping that out, I was watching and I was like, okay, I don't know how I feel about this. I like that Adam Pearce immediately kicked him out. They'd upheld the rule, but it was something a little bit different. It was a new wrinkle on the chamber, Robert. But it didn't do anything for AJ.
It seemed counterproductive. It seemed like the best use of Omos here would have been to hold the pod shut so that his guy could just stay in and watch everybody else fight. Instead, AJ tries to get the jump on Jeff and Kofi, and they don't even lose. So it seemed very counterproductive. AJ was able, however, to defeat Sheamus, which seems to have dashed all of his main event hopes and dreams, and I'm all right with it. This was a decent chamber, didn't hold my attention nearly as much as the one earlier in the night, but McIntyre does look like a badass.
Oh my god, he hossed everybody around at one point. He was just chucking people across the ring. Also, the point I made about Owens taking care of people when he drops on him, I had some concerns when Jeff Hardy was on top of that pod and he looked like he was going to swanton AJ. Then he went whisper in the wind and I was like, all right, you got two sirloin beef sons of bitches out there to catch him. He's going to be fine. They're going to be fine. Kofi doing the trust fall was cool. But then it went like, oh, also AJ with the springboard 450 that turned into a springboard swanton. He's like, no, we're doing this again. We're doing it again. We're freaking doing it again. I loved it. I thought it was really good. And Drew ends up winning this. I thought it was good. I didn't think it could live up to what we saw earlier. Malcolm, what'd you think?
I think my Lord and Savior, Kofi Kingston, should be the WWE champion. Yes, I have a hair pick in my hand now. It came out of nowhere. Oh, Kofi should be our champion. I have no other further comments besides Kofi's not the champ. So it sucked. And whoever won, you suck. Well, I know Drew won, but you suck because you're not Kofi. Simple enough.
Anakin says, I knew the plexiglass was coming off when it accidentally came off during the SmackDown chamber. I missed that. I didn't even see it. Evan Wright says, AJ entering the chamber early after fighting for the sixth spot on Monday seemed counterproductive. No, I get being a heel, but it makes sense. Well, here's the thing. He was trying to capitalize on the pinfall, so I don't mind that at all.
And he knew that was his time anyway because Sheamus is coming in last. There was nothing else we could have done. I'll say this. There was a lot of gnarly kicks and gnarly knees, and I saw quite a few leg slaps, but there was a super chat there I saw that said the phenomenal forearm into the Claymore deserves a super chat, and yeah, it does, because that looked as good as it gets. Drew McIntyre is everything you could possibly get if you crossed Shawn Michaels with the size of Diesel. And I mean, this guy is the prototype for a WWE main eventer. It sucks. It took them until 2020 to get it right. But Drew McIntyre is one of the biggest superstars they have.
Demon Diva, who was on our prediction show, she got retweeted by Bad Bunny. She dropped a great Bad Bunny open letter to wrestling fans that might not get it and understand from a Puerto Rican's aspect of why he's so important to her. Go check that out, guys. Also, you can check her out on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. I wouldn't normally plug those guys, but we like Demon Diva an awful lot. Queen of the Ring says Bad Bunny two belts. We love Queen of the Ring as well.
Former WWE bump superstar Queen of the Ring.
By the way, Denise was on there tonight. We've got people super chatting about that. She did great. It was crazy. I tuned into that watch along and half the comments were like, where's Denise? We want Denise. DWO. That makes me so happy. But after the match, Bobby Lashley comes out and beats that ass. We had seen MVP talking to Miz earlier in the night. And I was like, okay. So Drew McIntyre goes through the chamber. He's in very early. Bobby Lashley beats the crap out of him. He kicks out of a DDT. Miz looked so excited he almost forgot to do the DDT. It's been 10 years in the making for him. And he wins with the skull-crushing finale. I know there are a lot of people mad, and boy, do we have a lot of super chats about this. I'm reserving judgment because I think it makes sense. This, to me, this makes more sense than having Orton randomly win the title after he had lost two or three title shots last year. They should have done that at SummerSlam. This, I think, will result in Bobby Lashley beating The Miz for the WWE title tomorrow. We've got a super chat where somebody says Miz versus Morrison for the WWE title. No, Benny boy. I don't think so. I think the deal should be Lashley Miz, tomorrow. I mean, Drew McIntyre went through a chamber, got his ass kicked by Lashley and got his ass kicked by Miz. It made sense to me. And Rafael Garcia is saying Lashley, I miss Leo Rush a lot on WWE. Malcolm, you seem over the moon about this. I don't see a problem with it. Drew still looks as good as he did before.
Again, he's not my Lord and Savior, Kofi Kingston. I did pop for the Leo Rush voice. I am from the same city as him. So, Miz is champion. Love Miz. If you hate Miz, you suck. So, just be happy. Just be happy. That's it.
This is a fact. The Miz has worked his ass off, and you can say that he is a dork. And yes, he did get slapped by Bad Bunny. And yes, they don't book him as strong as they could, but the Miz has always been a dependable name. And this is like, even if it ends tomorrow, this is his reward for being dependable. The WWE Championship, whether you think it's fake or whatever you want to call it, is the reward from the company for saying, hey, you are a dependable guy. You are our guy. Here you go. Miz deserves this. Miz has earned this. And the only thing I can think being better than this is finally giving Lashley a WWE championship after he was the last guy who wrestled Vince McMahon on pay-per-view. That's not Bret Hart. Like, Lashley deserves it. Miz deserves it. This is perfect. I got no complaints.
So we are about to get into a lot of super chats. I want to plug FightfulSelect.com real quick, guys. Over the last week, I have broken news on John Morrison being added to the U.S. title match, AEW action figure news, Dakota Kai news, the fact that a women's tag match was added to Elimination Chamber, who was supposed to win the Dusty Classic last year, some stuff about the Royal Rumble, news about the Kyle O'Reilly stretcher spot, Maki Ito joining Dark Order, a Bo Dallas update. I had a monster update on the second NXT show, the NXT Evolve show that was filmed recently. Danhausen talking about video games. Damian Priest being in major favor of WWE. La Rosa Negra saying, I don't want Tessa Blanchard's apology. It's too late. Lots of stuff over on FightfulSelect.com. And I might put a little rumor killer up about Sammy Guevara soon. FightfulSelect.com. People starting stupid rumors. Had to tell. I didn't even put Gangrel is alive behind the paywall. Nobody complained about my paywall. I got rid of those Gangrel is dead rumors like that. Like that. My God. Lots of super chats about this. Sarah Jane Deegan, also known as 40 Names Deegan, said this whole pay-per-view had a rushed and thrown together vibe. That's because it was thrown together. It really was. And she says, a nosedive in quality after the first two matches. I would agree with that, but I was so high on that opening chamber match that it was okay. Robert, JJ says, Miz deserved this since that epic 2016-2018 run. Yeah. That's where I am on this. I'll hear from both of you about this. I feel like Miz is always one promo away from putting himself in a higher echelon.
There is a world where things went right and Daniel Bryan came back to beat The Miz, who was WWE champion, to gain that belt, because that's a story they should have told. They missed the boat there, but he is always good when you need him to be good. And I'm interested to see if they get him to that level again here.
Malcolm, how do you feel about that?
Yes, I agree with all that. Someone said earlier that the show took a nosedive. Okay. Did you not see who's in the main event? Here's a hair pick. Kofi Kingston.
I was very excited when he got added to that match on Monday, as he should have.
Did not take a nosedive. Kofi main evented. It was a good time. How dare you? But as far as Miz being the WWE champion, congrats, bro. Yeah, he deserves it.
Evan says, I audibly laughed at Miz successfully cashing in. My God, that Raw show sucks. We time traveled back to 2010. Buddy, we time traveled back to 1999 for the last 3 years every time Goldberg's on the screen. Woo, so 2000, I don't have a problem with it yet.
Yes. There is it's almost indicative of the booking of the 2010 guys that just by putting one of them in that spot, it gets an audible groan. But Goldberg is given a pass because he's a star. Yes, they didn't do right by those guys a decade ago. They relied too heavily on John Cena. But you know what? They were always there, and they're still there. And that's why right now, you just got off the Kofi Mania run. Right now, you're just getting a Drew McIntyre run. Right now, you're just getting The Miz being a two-time champion. Because they're still there, and they're still valuable.
Nerd Guru says, I would much rather have had Lashley knock out Miz after the cash-in and use it himself than boom, there's your Mania program. Don't need this. He couldn't. I don't know what you mean, use it
himself. It wasn't a match. Like, yeah, he couldn't knock him out.
He couldn't just do that. And plus, I would assume this is tied and conditional on, hey, Lashley, also don't beat the shit out of Miz after you help him win this title. Wild Boy says, Lashley's such a great guy. He helped Santino win the IC title, now Miz the WWE title. He's doing favors for his friends. That's it. We have some people that are not happy, though. Anakin JMT says, wish this was 2016-17 Miz that cashed in. And Brandon Charles Powell says, I was digging the show overall, then Miz won the title. I would assume this is a short reign. Malcolm, I'm expecting a short reign. I'm expecting by Fastlane at the latest.
I mean, sure. Only if he drops it too.
My God, he's gonna drop it to Lashley. But
he said the wrong name, Kofi Kingston. Okay, good.
And this does lead me to believe, Robert, that he will probably drop it back to Drew at Mania, Lashley. Because I mean, it's like, okay, you could. To me, though, if it's not gonna main event the show, you could have Lashley win that title at Mania too.
You could. I think this goes with Drew gets it back at Fastlane and then overcomes Lashley at Mania. I would be okay with Lashley just getting it from The Miz, but I don't think they're going to go that way because we have 4 weeks until Fastlane and we have some time to kill and, you know, two pay-per-views to build. So I think we're just going to get Drew gets it back and then beats Lashley at Mania.
There are some people that have some WrestleMania theories. JJ Lee says, Miz won, Lashley beats him, Drew at Mania, all wins. Benny Boy says, WrestleMania, triple threat, Miz, Drew, Bobby winning, leading to Lesnar challenging him after would be cool. Lesnar and Lashley, I'm all for.
Yeah.
And Drew being involved there, but I do want to see, you had a groan there, Robert. Explain your groan. Well,
because if we could just, if that is even on the table, if we could skip to that now because it should have happened years ago.
Yes.
Like, let's get Lashley and Lesnar. Let's put them in the fight pit. Let's put them in Raw Underground. Let's put them in a fight. They need to have a fight at WrestleMania.
I don't think we're getting a triple threat at Mania, by the way. And Brandon Campbell says, not into Miz at champion, but if it leads to Cena versus Rock 3, then sure. I don't think Rock is coming back to face anybody but Roman Reigns. Like, that's it. Malcolm, is there anybody else? If Rock's got one more, who do you think it'll be? It ain't going to be Kofi. Anybody but Kofi.
All right, fine.
Although that match would be fantastic.
Okay, so Rock versus Mojo Rawley.
Good God.
What? He's amazing. Don't disrespect Mojo.
The promos, I like Mojo. I get along with him. He's a friend, but but I ain't gonna face him. That ain't happening. Robert
Ricochet. But like Ricochet on a push, Ricochet.
If Rock has one more match in him that isn't Roman Reigns, I do think that we have that Rock and Brock match. I know it's two part-time guys, but you know, that's a story you can tell. You can always heat up Lesnar. I think Rock would have to really want to work with somebody and outside of his family. I don't know of another guy other than Brock.
Randy, easily. Generations. Huh. Yeah.
That should have happened 20 years ago.
Oh, it really should have.
We have a super chat from some stupid punk who says, watch the WrestleTalk broadcast. They had so much fun the whole show, but that ending killed the room. Just sad. It didn't kill anything for me because I know the direction this is going, and I hope it leads to Lashley getting a – I don't care if Lashley holds it a week. I want on Lashley's little Wikipedia page to say WWE champion. That's what I want to see because it should have happened in 07 or 08. Should have happened around then, but it didn't.
We should have.
Lorenzo says Denise's reaction on Watch Along to Miz winning the title is so good. Happy to see Fightful represented on Watch Along. So Denise has now been on Watch Along for the Miz winning the WWE title and Hell in a Cell 2019 that had that Rollins Fiend finish. So two of the more controversial moments in recent memory.
Wow, congrats.
Really setting her up good for that run on the bump.
Yes. Podcast Wiz 2010 says, call me crazy, but I'm here for Miz as champion. And MC Carvalho says, I love being Miz being champion because Drew's gotten stale personally for me. Thought the pay-per-view was good. They did that to Drew. They had him come out and be the here I am guy and face a bunch of people who didn't deserve it. When his first promo said, I'm giving this shot to people that deserve it. They had Aleister Black not lose a match for a year and didn't mention it. And instead of just having Drew beat him and then doing whatever they were going to do with him, they were like, nah, we'll have him just lose randomly on Raw. It's so weird, Bobbo.
Did you know that he once said, hey, all you cool cats and kittens? Because that's a fun story that,
really?
That I haven't heard like a million times. Yeah, they did this to Drew because for some reason they can only book two championship storylines. You're either the, hey, I love wrestling and I'm so damn happy to be here and it's my dream, or you're the, I'm the dominant champion and nobody can tell me what to do. They only know how to book those two stories right now. Hopefully, when fans return, they can book other stories.
Yeah, we got I Am a Lucha saying, what the actual heck just happened? Does Lashley get the belt by Fastlane and we see Drew Lashley at Mania? I'm here for it. Yes, I think so. And Richard says, hey guys, love the channel. I just wonder why the, or it didn't really piece that one together. It says, not saying he doesn't deserve it, but it's the wrong person, it's the wrong sign. You could have, a wrong time. It could have made sense to be Bobby. Well, it is going to be Bobby. I think that Bobby is going to win this and it'll kind of come around. I think it'll be good.
I think people are forgetting Bobby didn't have a briefcase that said, I can just become the champion today.
Yes. He had to, it was conditional on him helping this. People are, I like how no one's just talking about how Asuka didn't defend the title. We already talked about it.
Yeah.
Hit the rewind button. Benny Boy says, any update on MVP's injury? Well, he claims that he did not go to Alabama to get his leg checked on, but Benny Boy says, I've had ACL and meniscus injuries in the past and know how bad it can be. He's had some rough ones too, but hopefully he's all good, but it seems like he's still willing to work regardless. Nerd Guru says, if they won't let Kairi wrestle for Stardom, how about use her for Asuka's Mania opponent in the stadium with a pirate ship? I would love that as like a celebrity opponent, Malcolm.
Yes. Yes, please. That's the match I always wanted to see. They never did it, and they were so close to it, and they never did it. So do it.
Yeah, I think the biggest tragedy of not getting Mania and Raymond James is not having Kairi do something with the pirate ship. They should write that wrong.
We are wrapping up, guys. We got a few more super chats. Carlos Zizi says, clearly, Miz is motivated by Bad Bunny. Evidently so. And Brian Medina said, could this set up for Lashley versus Brock at Mania for the title? I think Drew's going to be involved somehow.
I wouldn't be mad at it. I mean, if you wanted to just put Drew and Sheamus non-title and give me Lashley and Lesnar for the WWE title, that's a match. That is a championship fight.
And Ray Callahan said Fastlane centered around mid-card titles. More Malcolm. Well, hey, maybe we'll have more Malcolm on here.
Yes. Yes, please. And more Kofi.
More Kofi.
I'm all for more Kofi. Benny Boy says Edge is facing Roman, right? Cole wasn't sure during the pyro and Edge pointing to the sign. They confirmed it later. Yes. Mark Board says Sasha, least protected current WWE superstar. Oh, no, not by a long shot. She's got a title around her waist. So there are definitely some less protected. And Nerd Drew says, I've said it before. The Universal title was in limbo before Roman came back. I say you do the same thing with Becky coming back for the Raw title.
In a perfect world, sure, but she is currently dealing with some more important circumstances in her life.
Yeah, she kind of had a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron Sadlow says, Bobby versus Brock doesn't need a title. No, it doesn't. I don't think it does.
I'll grant you that, but I think the title might need Bobby versus Brock.
Yes. Yes.
Daniel R. says, SRS, you know WWE people. Tell them to book better. Robert has seen some of the WWE people who have messaged me and been like, I can't help it. I'm sorry. And they're way up the food chain. So if they can't help it, I don't think I'm going to tell them anything.
And I think Sean is planting his flag in this Big E versus Christian thing. If we get that, then we've won.
I pick my battles, and that's the battle that I picked. I want Big E versus Christian. Other than that, I'm trying not to rock the boat. We got Denise on watch along. I'm hoping she'll, you know what? I'd be very happy for her if really good things went her way. Daniel Edler says Lashley and Brock at Mania, Drew and Lashley at Fastlane. I would be okay with both of those. Yes. But then I don't know what Drew does at Mania.
Sheamus.
Oh, man. Kofi and Drew would be fantastic, actually. Guys, thank you all so much. Please leave a thumbs up if you're watching this. We are here after Raw, after SmackDown, after AEW, NXT. And Robert's here after a lot of those things, too. And during those, Robert, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me every day on Fightful.com doing the news. You can find me on Twitter at Dude Felice. You can check out everything I'm doing over at Fanboys Anonymous and SmartOutMoment.com. And yeah, I am just so happy to be in a time where The Miz is WWE champion and Edge is on the way to a title match at WrestleMania. I feel like it's 2011.
And Malcolm, tell the people where they can find you on Twitter, on YouTube, all that good stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, take a moment and screen record this. This is legendary, okay? This is the biggest opportunity in my life. My name is Muscle Man Malcolm, and I love Kofi Kingston. And you can find me on YouTube, Muscle Man Malcolm. The name's right here if you want to look it up. It's all one word. Don't spell Malcolm wrong, all right? Like Malcolm X or Malcolm Middle. Just look it up. It's very easy to spell. I like wrestling. I like Kofi. I like protein. So just subscribe. I'm really close to 20K also. So, like, let's go, brother.
There you go. Check him out, guys. Thank you all for joining us. A big night. And, hey, you know what? I got some big stories I'm going to break on FightfulSelect.com this week. So go over there and check it out. Until next time, we're out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.